This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm giddier than a five-year-old on Christmas Day because I think I discovered an incredible company here that I'm going to bring to you. And I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. The name of this company is 60 North Gold Mining Limited. Their stock price is only around 4.3 cents. Market cap only, well, it's below $5 million, around $4.6, $4.7 million. And you can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is SXNTF. And if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol SXTY. And with us today is the president and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dr. Dave Webb. Dave, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Everett.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, please give us a little bit of backstory of yourself and a little bit of history on your company and what you guys do.
Okay, yeah, I think the company's intimately involved around me because I brought 60 North Gold Mining a property a few years ago. I've been working in geology. Well, I started in 1974 as a lowly assistant carrying water bottles for people. But since then, I've moved on. I've got a few degrees behind myself. And I've been working up in the Northwest Territories, Canada, for about, well, since the 1980s. And in that time, I've worked on gold mining projects, not only in the Northwest Territories, but in Asia, in the U.S., in Africa. And I'm a little bit different in that, my sideline is I do 43-101s for different companies. So I do ore reserves. I do mineral resources. I do all the QA, QC stuff that people need. And I came across this project in the 1980s, and I purchased it from Cominco. They had held it continually since 1937, and they had sunk a shaft on it, and they had done all sorts of work because it's so high grade. And that's the key to this whole project, is the grade at 1 ounce per ton kind of turns heads.
That's amazing. You know, the area that you're in, the Yellowknife Gold Belt, there's been other great companies up there, the Con up there. That being said, what is the development history of the mining cap that it's comparable to and to other belts that are close to your mine?
Well, the Yellowknife Greenstone Belt or Gold Belt by itself has a 14 million ounce past production history. So it is one of those ones that it's significant.
Right.
And when you find out that, well, there are three big producers. The smallest is the Discovery Mine that produced at 1 ounce per ton and took a million ounces out of the ground. Is dwarfed by the Con Mine that produced 6 million ounces at a half ounce average grade. And the Giant Mine that produced 8 million ounces at a half-ounce average grade. So you see right off the bat, grade is pretty important. But it's the same kind of rocks, the Archean Greenstone Belt, that hosts the deposits in Red Lake, Ontario, or Val-d'Or, Quebec, or any of these big mining camps that people are so anxious to get into and pay top dollar for. This is a little bit cheaper because it's in the Northwest Territories and presumed to be very remote.
You know, even though you guys are pre-revenue, what really caught my attention about your company, the last couple of press releases that I read, you're starting to excavate the road going up there, you're moving up equipment, and supposedly you've got a start date that you're going to start mining here in, I believe, in June. If you would expand a little bit about that and tell my listeners what makes you guys so excited about the start date and what you guys think you're going to run into.
Yeah, and that's kind of makes us a little bit different from others. I acquired this property in the 1980s and brought in some partners that allowed us to, first of all, drill off the vein. And the vein was exposed for about 125 feet at a 5-foot width, averaging 3.5 ounces of gold per ton. And that's why Cominco grabbed it and hung on to it. And numerous groups had gone in and tried to expand it, but I was finishing my PhD on structural geology, and I realized that most people were making a bad assumption and were drilling in the wrong place. Mm. So we drilled off the right place, found thick intersections of multi-ounce quartz vein, and immediately brought in the mining equipment and started mining it. So initially it was financed by a small junior company, and then later on it went on to a private company. And we ended up mining 15,000 tons of rock out of the ground from 45 feet of elevation, because we just put the tunnels into the side of the hill and right. mined up to the vein that was exposed on surface. And we got 15,000 ounces of gold.
Wow.
15,000 tons. And we thought, hey, that's pretty good. But maybe your listeners remember the mid-90s when the price of gold went down to $256 an ounce, and woe be me, all is lost. And that actually went below our cutoff. I mean, we were breaking even at, yeah, so we were losing money.
Right.
Mining one-ounce stuff and losing money because it cost us $300 to mine a ton of rock or an ounce of gold. Well, today we thought, because we have drill holes showing that the mineralization goes below that, so we've got it drilled down for another 60 or 70 feet, so twice the distance that we've mined almost, we have the same vein and the same grades. So rather than bring in the drills and spend millions of dollars drilling it off and writing a report on how good it is, we could, for the same cost, get the mining equipment in and dig it out and put it on a big pile on surface and say, there it is, guys. There's 6,000 tons or 8,000 tons or whatever it is we pull up at 1 ounce, or it could be 2 ounces, or it might be 3 ounces per ton. We just know that historically it'll average 1 ounce per ton, and that's what we expect to bring up. And with that in hand, we'll have accomplished for the same price what it would cost us to do a preliminary feasibility study on that same block of rock.
Dave, let me ask you this. What's the longer-term potential of the Munn property?
Well, because we're in the greenstone belt, it typically has great depth. So our sort of model property is the Discovery Mine, which occurs about 20 miles north of us. They mined 1 million tons of ore, got 1 million ounces of gold, and they went down a shaft 4,000 feet to do it. The Conn mine that took out 6 million ounces of gold went down over 7,000 feet doing that, and the Giant mine with 8,000 ounces of gold went down about 3,000 feet. So with our mine going down 45 feet, I think we got a bit of potential.
You know, one of the hardest things, especially difficult things for basic material gold companies, is having enough reserves to get to where they're either going to sell off the project or excavate it themselves and bring it out of the dirt. What support do you have to execute your plan going forward?
We've got a team that's been there, done that. So the group that we have include all of the operators from when we mined it in the past. And yeah, we're getting a little bit older now, but we've been there and done that at that location. If we can duplicate that 1 ounce per ton grade, and you're aware of all those regulatory standards that limit what I can say without sounding
right.
like a promoter, if we can do that, we know that our costs should be in the range of $450 to mine a ton of rock. And you could replace that once we know it with ore, but we can't do that at this stage.
Correct.
That gives us enough leeway, and that's to mine and to process and recover and sell the production out of it, whether it's 1 ounce, 2 ounces, half an ounce, whatever it is, it will cost us that $400, $450 to do it. And we think that there's a pretty good margin. We're rated at and are going to be operating at 100 tons a day initially, which is the same rate that the Conn mine did for its 6 million ounces. It started at 100 tons a day. And the Discovery mine started at 100 tons a day. It built up as it got more development ahead of us. And we think we can do the same thing.
And you're doing everything in-house, is that correct?
Yeah, there's two companies which are being married at the hip here. So it started off with two separate entities, and as we go forward, 60 North is acquiring 100% interest in the entire project. So, yeah, it's all in-house. We do go outside when we need some engineering help or some environmental help or whatever you have. But I am a registered professional geologist. I'm a registered professional engineer. I've got over 40 years experience doing this in the Northwest Territories and worldwide. So I can do a lot of the work by myself. And with a little assistance from people here and there, we can make this work.
Dave, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
This is an incredible entry point. We are all about de-risking the project. When we first came up with the idea, the investors behind 60 North were a little bit incredulous. They were, well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. Well, we proceeded to get all the permits, so we are the only permitted gold mine and mill in the Northwest Territories. We completed the winter road to haul all of our equipment in. We currently have all of the mining equipment that we need to do the heavy work, the trucks, the shovels, scoop trams, drills. We have 24 tons of explosive on the property. Fuel tanks are full. The 20-man camp is in place. We are all set to go. We're just waiting for the opportune time to start it up, and that's when the weather's a little bit warmer for a startup.
As for my listeners, you know I brought you a lot of great companies over the years, and this is my personal opinion. You're getting below the ground floor in this one. I mean, you're stealing this one at 0432 with a market cap of only $4.6 to $4.8 million. The name of the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is 60 North Gold Mining Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXNTF. If you're up there in Canada, look them up on the CSE under the ticker symbol SXTY. Dr. Dave, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days, and please give us an update on your great company.
Sure. Maybe you'll get a little visual in there. We'll swing a little bar of gold in.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.